Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Happy birthday. Birthday.
Chuck the cheese for my birthday.
Woohoo! Shout out.
Happy Tuesday, happy birthday. If today is your birthday, here's who else is blowing out a birthday candle along with you.
Just one celebrity today. She's 48 years old. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She gets to kiss Blake Shelton.
What a lucky girl.
Dude.
Man, that is why I'm so jealous of Adam Levine. It's not Adam Levine?
No.
Oh.
She.
See what I did there? Come on, man. It took you a while.
It did a little bit, but
girl.
I'm sorry. Because
I threw you for a loop.
You
didn't
did. I? You totally did.
Gwen Stefani.
She's 48.
Hey, remember when El Paso and Valerie Ponzio? Yeah. Remember when she was on The Voice?
Uh-huh.
And all four of the judges turned for
uh-huh.
her, including Gwen Stefani.
She did.
And remember the moment when Gwen walked up to Val and gave her a kiss on the cheek?
Yes.
You remember? It went like this.
I idolized you growing up. Like, just was so obsessed with you, and I just thought you were so amazing.
That's crazy, because I'm actually obsessed with you now, and I would love to work with you.
And then she gets up and she strolls to the stage.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
How sweet.
It's okay. You have a little lip gloss on there, but it's okay. You can't see it.
I am fine with that.
And then Val picked Blake. Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry, but, dude, it's
right?
Blake Shelton.
Right?
Hubba.
Yeah, Gwen picked him, too. As a matter of fact, did you know that Gwen has a Christmas album coming out? I think it's like her first Christmas album ever, and there is a song on there with Blake. Here's a portion of it.
Sleigh bells singing, hallelujah, stars are shining on us, too.
Get cute.
Kiss FM.
I need Mike to bring in those sound effects because those tapping the brakes sound effects, they're really cool. You know,
that's it.
Yeah, that's tapping the brakes there, Mike.
Don't encourage him, Charlie.
Okay, this update brought to you by Via del Mar I-10 and Yarbrough. Lunch menu from 11 to 4, Monday through Friday from $6.99. Via del Mar on the west side. 5660 North Mesa Via del Mar. That's a look at your kids' commute, Charlie Wood.
And then when Charlie says it's fast and furious, this is what he hears. You don't, but this is what he hears.
He's a man of 1,000 sound effects.
That's right.
Because it's fast and furious.
Thank you so much for recognizing that, Charlie.
I encourage him, Patricia.
Yes,
stop, Charlie.
Thank you for that, too.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Kiss FM. How about Mike Price returning to UTEP to
coach
the Miners for the rest of the football season?
I know.
Wow, right?
That was totally a shocker. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, but we weren't serious.
No, we were pshawing.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Steve Kaplowitz from our sister station, AM 600,
mm-hmm.
ESPN, KROD Sports.
With Steve Kaplowitz.
Talk to me, or whatever it's called.
Hi,
how
this
he
is
was
on.
Like. Hello, is anyone listening? AM 600. We were like, dude, stop it.
Right?
Boy, were we wrong.
I know.
Man. You know, clearly, I do not respect the connections that Kaplowitz has.
I know.
Because clearly, that came from somewhere.
You got to respect the Cappy.
You know? You just don't pull that out of your out of the hat. I mean, he had to have known. That must have come from somewhere.
He must have gotten a nudge from somebody.
He must have. I should respect the fact that, A, he is a Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
He's in the El Paso Sports Hall of Fame.
He is.
And, two, he is very well connected.
Mm-hmm.
I should not have pshawed Steve Kaplowitz. Steve, I apologize. And Price is coming back. He's going to finish out the rest of the season.
Well, and hopefully he can take us to at least 1-something because currently we're 0-5.
Right, yeah.
Yee.
Yeah.
And I think there's only like, what, 6 games left or something?
I'm really not sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't really paid much attention.
Here's how bad the UTEP season has been.
Really?
Here's how bad it's been.
How?
You know that we go to any home game. We've not been to but one. And Darren usually always listens to the games.
Yeah.
Hasn't listened to any of them.
No. Huh?
Except that one that we went to.
It would be kind of like, you know, already knowing how the book ends.
Yeah.
You know, why would you want to read a book where you already know the ending?
I know. And it's just, you know, and I'm sorry, but I kind of blame UTEP for this. I mean, I know that the team is awful.
Right.
But, you know, it's, you have so many people in town who are really rabid UTEP supporters.
Yeah.
And these people should be in the stands.
Right.
But you don't make it any fun. And you don't make it any, you don't make it attractive at all for anybody to go to the games.
No, really. And when really in the huddle, the only discussion about plays is which one Broadway and El Paso is bringing next.
I know, right?
Not a good sign. But yeah, so Price is coming back, and it's just, he said he doesn't want this job. He doesn't want it at all. He's just doing this as a favor to Stull, so that when the new athletic director comes in, clean slate, start from scratch, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The coordinators that they have right now, offense and defense, are, you know, pretty new.
Right.
And both sides of the ball have had their share of problems. And I believe Stull was saying that, you know what, they need to concentrate on that.
Yes.
And, you know, let's not add being a head coach to all of that.
Yeah.
So that was
because
one of the reasons
he
said that he brought Price back.
Right. There's going to be a lot of pressure on whoever the head coach is.
Oh, absolutely.
And, I mean, and the plain fact of the matter is that you bring back Mike Price, and it kind of gets us national press, too.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
It does. And maybe it'll get us 12 more fans in the stands.
Wow. I'm trying to look on the bright side here.
That is a bright side. Have you seen the stands?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And Mike Price, well, you know what? I mean, after a while, you can only get so much yeah from your wife because you're retired and at home together all the time. Dude needs a break, even if it is for just 8 weeks. You know? So, so he's supposed to be in town today, and I believe there's going to be a press conference later today where he'll talk about being really tired of his nagging wife. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so
I don't even know them.
Also on social media, there's stuff that people are saying that maybe Stull shouldn't have been the one to make this decision. They're like, look, you're going to retire. Go away.
Right.
So
but if they don't have a new AD... And if Coogler, we don't really know the whole story, but let's say Coogler was like, it was really, really his decision.
Right.
And he was like, seriously, I'm done. Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
Wow.
Right? I mean, because you still have to finish your job before you get to ride off into the sunset. And still, it's not going to happen until in November, I believe, I read.
Is that when it is?
Yeah, sometime in November, I believe, will be his official.
Man, talk about a program in flux, man. Right. You got an outgoing AD.
Yeah.
You have an interim coach. You got a coach leaving mid-season. You got coaches that aren't ready to move up into the head coach position.
Yeah.
Yee.
Well, it was either Mike Price or Veronica Escobar's longtime assistant. Google it, kids. Kiss
FM. A week ago, wrapped up their 40th anniversary tour, the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers 40th anniversary tour.
But you know what even makes it even more, pardon the pun, but, you know, heartbreaking is that he had just not only just completed the 40th anniversary tour, but he said it was likely going to be like the last tour where they were going to tour so many dates. Because he did 50 dates.
Oh, okay. That's a lot.
And he said, you know, it takes me away from home for months. Like the one that he was referring to, this last one, he said they were on the road or going to be on the road for a total of 4 months.
Right.
And he had a granddaughter that he said he wanted to spend time with.
Oh, man.
You know, so he didn't want to do this tour thing, you know, none of these long tours anymore. That they would probably play as a band, but they weren't going to be playing no world kind of tours that take forever.
Right.
You know, so they would just like sporadically do shows here and there. And then a week later, you know, what happened last night happened. So this is going to be the last song that Tom Petty will have ever performed live. Here's a clip from that last show at the Hollywood Bowl Monday night. If you love Tom Petty's music, or if you're wondering what the Tom Petty fuss is all about, maybe you're not all that familiar with his catalog.
Right.
If you have Netflix, one of the best documentaries that I have ever watched. And I love me the band documentaries. I love me. I'm a big fan of band documentaries.
Me too, I love
and
them.
And there are a lot of them that are like beatdowns.
Yeah.
You know? But one of the best ones I have ever seen, other than the Eagles documentary, is the Tom Petty documentary.
I've seen it. It's so good.
If it's on Netflix, look for it. I believe it's called I Won't Back Down. Mm-hmm. Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down, I believe is what it's called. And it's like 2.5 hours, but it doesn't feel like 2.5 hours.
It is amazing.
It's like Tom Petty's, you know, life in music from the very beginning all the way through the Traveling Wilburys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a really great doc. If you're not familiar with his work, I highly recommend you spend some time with that documentary.
It's really good. You know, Emily, she came in and she was like, I'm so sad because Tom Petty was like my first celebrity crush, and I used to love
really?
His music. And she's a kid.
She is.
She's a baby, man. She's very early 20s, and she's but, like, I'm so sad. And I'm like, yeah. I'm personally so glad that somebody so young knows his music.
Well, clearly, one, she hasn't always been a chubby chaser, and two, she likes the odd-looking gentleman.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Doesn't she?
He's one of those very oddly sexy people.
Yeah. Looking, that's for sure.
Kiss FM.
All right, two things. First of all, Pink Ribbon Week, day two of Pink Ribbon Week. After
right.
8 o'clock this morning, we're going to spend a few minutes with Estela Casas. I think it'll be after 8:30 this morning with Estela Casas, who maybe you heard is fighting the fight against breast cancer.
Yes.
And we'll talk to her about that. We'll talk to her about her foundation that she just started.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be coming up just after 8:30 this morning. It's day two of Mike and Trisha's Pink Ribbon Week. This is the week that we'd also like for you to maybe donate a bra that you don't use anymore. You know?
Right.
No, we're not weird or anything like that. Okay,
well, we're weird.
Okay, but that's not what that's all about. You see, what we want to do is something that we're calling bras across our building. Hey, look,
Is there a bra?
Is that what that is?
I think that's what that is.
Did somebody just throw one up there? That is so awesome. I love that. We're going to have to go take a picture of that.
Okay.
I just noticed it because,
I know.
Because well, it's daylight now. Wow, that's pretty cool. But we need a whole bunch of them, man. In fact, we'd love to collect as many as 1,000 because for every bra that we collect, we're going to donate $1 to the cause. These are bras for the cause, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And see, usually we ask you guys to come up with money for like school supplies or Easter baskets.
Right.
This time, we've got the money.
Yeah.
We just need your bras.
That's all we need, man, is your bras. So bring us your bras, your no longer being used bras, your gently used bras. Bring them to us. For every one we can collect, we'll donate $1 up to 1,000 bras to the Cancer and Chronic Disease Consortium of El Paso. And what they're going to do with that money is they're going to use it so that women who cannot afford mammograms will be able to get mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
So please do help us with our bras for the cause. We're at 4180 North Mesa. Drop them off this morning if you can. We're here. The office doesn't open till 8:30, but we're here.
And you don't even have to throw them up on the building like somebody else did.
Just knock on the
glass, and we'll open the door for you.
Please do, man. If you could help us out, please do. We'd love to get it done by the end of the week. For sure, we'd love to give $1,000 to the cause.
Kiss FM.
It's like a whole bunch of them in here.
I know.
That was very nice of the anonymous person who dropped off a bag full of bras, left them by our front door. They must have come early in the morning.
Hold on. Don't pull them out yet.
No, why?
Because I'm going to go Facebook Live on this.
On the what? On the bras?
Yeah.
I'm going to try them on?
No, hold on.
That would just be creepy. I don't know. I think that would just keep people from donating their bras because they would think that, you know, maybe I'm going to start wearing them or something like that.
Okay, you're Facebook living.
Look, these are all the bras that somebody dropped them off, left them by our door.
Look at that.
These are bras for the cause, ladies and gentlemen. Bras for the cause, because what we want to do is string them from one end of the building to the other.
Yep.
Bras across our building, Mike and Trisha's inaugural bras across our building. It's our way of bringing awareness to the fact that mammograms are your best early detection protection. And we're putting our money where our mouth is, too. For every bra that you donate, we're going to donate $1 to the Cancer and Chronic Disease Consortium of El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to use that money to make it so that women that have limited health insurance and they don't have any financial ways to get them.
Right.
Will be able to get themselves some mammograms.
Yeah, because we heard from the consortium yesterday. We heard from Pat and from Adriana. And, are you Facebook Living? Oh, okay.
No, I'm showing a picture on Facebook.
Look how cool. Look.
Of the couple of bras that we've already strung up in front of the building.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's only a handful, but it's got to start somewhere.
Sure.
There's not that many. There's maybe five up there. But we're going to have more now that we have this big bag full of bras.
Right. And see, here's the thing. We heard from Pat and Adriana yesterday from the consortium, and they said that on average, a mammogram runs about $500.
Wow.
That's without insurance. Now, a lot of times with insurance, you get maybe half off of that. They're able to get mammograms for $150, which is great. But here's the thing. We need for you to bring us your bras so that we can donate $1 per bra, up to 1,000 bras, so that women who don't have insurance or who have very limited insurance can get those mammograms. So important to get them.
Drop them off here at the radio station. Bras for a Cause, 4180 North Mesa. We're here right now. I don't think the office is open yet, but we are.
Yeah.
Just tap on the window or just leave them by the door like this anonymous person
did. Sure.
And so that, we can get them all hung up. More details are on kisselpaso.com. And minutes from now, because it is Pink Ribbon Week on the show, minutes from now, we're going to spend some time with Estella Casas. Kiss
FM. We have Estella Casas on the air. Woohoo!
Estella!
We think we're so cool. Hi, Estella.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm remarkably well. Thank you.
Good. Okay, so this is our Pink Ribbon Week. And, of course, since you just announced that you are in the battle against breast cancer, we wanted to have you on the air. Mostly, we wanted to have you on the air just because you're Estella Casas and we fangirl over you all the time.
But we also want you to help us spread the word.
Yes.
Early detection being your best protection.
Absolutely.
You know, well, I've always talked about early detection and to keep abreast of your health. And, this came so fast that I don't know what happened. I had my mammogram in December, and everything was fine in December. And 8 months later, I have bilateral breast cancer.
Now, did they saw nothing on your mammogram?
Well, you know, as women, and as women with dense breasts, some of us have that. I do. They kept looking at things on my breasts for years. And, I had had aspirations, where they kind of suck out a little cyst or whatever, and I'd had biopsies and stuff like that, but they kept watching it and watching the whole breast. I don't think it was one area in particular, but, you know, it just happened.
Yeah.
It kind of happened. So, yeah. That's how it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It does because, all the precautions that you took, and it was the tetanus shot that gave it away.
Exactly. I'm lactose intolerant, so I don't drink milk. I eat very little bread. I don't eat pasta. I take care of myself. I exercise. I dance. I do a lot of things right. And went to the doctor because I had thyroid cancer in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to my doctor just for, regular little checkup to get to refill my prescription for my Synthroid. And she said, you look great. You've lost some weight. Maybe you're on too much Synthroid. So we're going to check your thyroid. And by the way, hey, when was the last time you had a tetanus shot? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, you need a booster every 10 years. And I said, okay, let's just get a tetanus shot, whatever. And so, I get a tetanus shot, and in my arm, I get this big bump on my arm, and it was hot, and it was red. And that night, I remember having flu-like symptoms, and I thought, well, it's a reaction to the tetanus shot, whatever. And then it just kept; it didn't get any better. So I went to eight of us went to New York and D.C. for a trip, and one of my friends is a physical therapist, and I showed her underneath my arm, I had this kind of like a cord, and I don't know, you'd have to see it to understand what I meant, but it was a cord, and kind of at the end of it, towards the lower part of my arm, some swollen lymph nodes, and I showed it to her. I said, "Hey, what do you think?" Because it was hurting a little bit. you know, I don't like that. You need to go see a doctor. And so when we got back Thursday and Friday, I was in the doctor's office, and he said, you know, well, let's get a sonogram of your breast, just in case, you know, let's check them out. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, you know, he gave me some antibiotics for 7 days, and at the end of those 7 days, I went and had my sonogram. And frankly, I had forgotten about it because I was having so much fun. My brother was in town, and we went to the Chihuahuas game. We went to the concert. It was a great weekend with my brother. And then Monday comes, and I get a text from my doctor, and he says, can I call you? I thought, okay, well, that's kind of weird. Okay.
Yeah.
And he called me and says, right?
Yeah.
It's either weird or not good.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then he said, you know, you need some biopsies. And I said, biopsies? He said, yeah, you have some of the suspicious stuff going on in both your breasts. It's like, oh, my God. So Monday he called me. Tuesday I had biopsies. Wednesday it was confirmed it was breast cancer. Thursday I had a breast MRI. Friday I had a PET scan. And the next day I was gone for a few days. So it's just been so fast. And wow. I'm coming up on my second chemo on Thursday.
Now this
so that's
cord,
my story.
The cord that you said you found in your underarm, now was that there before the tetanus shot?
No.
So it happened after the tetanus shot, like it brought it out or something?
I think so. I believe so, because I hadn't felt it. I hadn't seen it. And so it was a tetanus shot. And, you know, my doctor called me and she said, what happened? I said, well, you saved my life.
Yeah.
You saved my life by giving me that tetanus shot, because I wouldn't have gone until December to get my mammogram. And who knows where I'd be between now and then.
Because as you stated earlier, I mean, you felt good.
Yeah,
you
know, everything was good.
I heard you say on television
where it was the best you've ever felt.
It's the best I've ever felt, and it just happened, you know. And all of a sudden, everything changes in an instant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your life changes in an instant. You've heard that saying, it. Well, it does, and it did.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm learning a lot. I'm seeing life in a different way, and it's just amazing, you know, how people have come together, and I'm so grateful.
Now, how is this different from 2010 when you had the thyroid cancer?
Oh my gosh, it's totally different. You know, thyroid cancer is an easy cancer. It really is. If they say, well, if you're going to get that cancer, you need to get thyroid cancer. Well, you know, I'm on medication for the rest of my life. I did have two surgeries. To remove the thyroid, and I take a little pill every day. Mm-hmm. And I had radioactive iodine treatment. I swallowed a radioactive pill that kind of works like Pac-Man and goes and finds thyroid cancer throughout your body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and that was it. You know, I was nauseated for maybe 3 days and isolated for 3 days in the hospital, and then isolated here at home for about another 5 days, and that was it. That was it.
Wow.
This is tough. This is going to be tough. I'm going to have 6 rounds of chemo every 21 days, and it's different. I didn't react negatively to the first chemo 19 days ago.
Uh-huh.
But you know, every chemo is a challenge,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to get progressively harder.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's they build your system up because they can't. They can't just attack your system all at once. Because you wouldn't be able to handle
it. Right, because chemo is poison.
So it's just a step up of response. And so that's why people get progressively, you know, they get more symptoms to the chemo as they go along.
Right. And so, Estella, what, you know, all these years, as you've mentioned, that you've advocated, what's your takeaway from this?
Well, but you still have to keep abreast of your health and stay as healthy as possible. But, listen to your body. Still listen to your body. But as I said when I announced it, was like, you know, looks are deceiving and feeling great is deceiving. But, you know, you still have to eat healthy food,
mm-hmm.
exercise. I did a little bit of meditation. I need to get back to that. And just be aware of your body and take it as it comes.
It really is. It really is tough to take, like, to get a takeaway from this because
it is.
Like, you hypervigilant and mm-hmm. still something like this can just, you know, knock you off your feet.
And, you know, last year, Estella, I found a little teeny tiny, like a BB kind of lump in my breast. And I was terrified because one of my youngest sister had to have a lumpectomy about 3 years ago. And I ran to the doctor and I was like, what is this? And she told me the same thing. She let's do the aspiration. Let's, you know, find out what this is. And thank goodness it was nothing. But now it's like every 6 months I either have an ultrasound mm-hmm. or I get a mammogram. So, you know, I get each of those things once a year because like you, I have very dense breast tissue. And so they really do have to keep a close eye.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you don't know what your breasts feel like, I never would have found that. It was teeny tiny. And
but you know what? It even if you know what your breasts feel like, they change anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you have to be so vigilant. And that's why we're working with the Cancer and Chronic Disease Consortium of El Paso, because there are so many women who don't have the resources to get an annual exam, to
right.
get a mammogram. And so that's why we're doing our bras across the building.
Right, right.
We're
yes.
going to be,
oh, yeah.
yeah, we're going to be donating up to 1,000 bras. We're going to be donating $1 a bra to the consortium so that we can help women mm. who don't have that kind of access to health care get the health care they need.
And Estella, that's the reason why you started your foundation as well, right? For women that have limited or no health care.
You know, $150,000 is not going to go very far with how expensive all of this is.
Right.
So let me tell you how this all happened. So we're working with Nancy Keene from Albertson with the Stand Against Hunger. I can't think of it now. Yes, this, Against Hunger at Albertson's.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in to talk about the campaign. And this is the day that I was having chemo. It was on a Thursday. And so my boss, Kevin Lovell, went and said, and, you know, after the interview on the 4 o'clock or on the noon, I can't remember, he went and said, hey, Nancy, thank you so much. You know, how's it going? How are the donations going for El Paso's Fighting Hunger? And she says, oh, it's great. And by the way, I'd like to donate $50,000 in Estella's name because I just heard about her diagnosis. It's like, what?
Wow.
What? So, you know, and he calls me in the afternoon after I'm home after my chemo. I get home. It was like 9 hours at the Texas Oncology.
Yeah.
And he calls me, and I just about faint. And I think, well, you know, what could we do? You know, $50,000 is a lot of money. It could buy some wigs. Because by then, I have 4 wigs waiting for me already.
Yeah.
Okay?
I saw 2 of them on your Facebook page.
Yeah, they're great.
A pink, a blue, and 2 like normal-looking wigs.
Uh-huh.
And I spent $200 on a wig.
Mm-hmm.
And so not a lot of people can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, maybe if we do something with that. And then the ball just started rolling. And then my boss from St. Joseph, Missouri, called and said, you know, we're going to donate $50,000 because we have a lot of different, you know, people within our companies suffering from cancer. And then the Hospitals of Providence says, you know, well, I've got another $50,000. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And so hopefully, you know, we'll get more donations. I think they're, you know, slowly coming in. So we can help those women who can't get to their chemo,
right?
Who need their house cleaned. You know, you forget about all these things.
Yeah.
Who may need, you know, 2 or 3 meals cooked because they feel so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to identify some of the needs in our community, and I'm not trying to invent the wheel. Look, I'm just trying to add to the resources that are already in town and
right.
and help out a little bit. So
no, but you know, once you get the diagnosis, you realize all the stuff that goes along with, yes, you have to get chemo,
mm-hmm.
and yes, you have to go to doctor's appointments. But like you said, sometimes you don't have a car to get to those things.
Right.
Or you don't, you've got kids at home, and maybe you're a single mom, and you're like, I literally can't move for
mm-hmm.
days after the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
But I think between your foundation
mm-hmm.
and the other places around town, even though, yeah, maybe $150,000 isn't a lot, you know, but between
but
all the
helps.
Resources, it
yeah.
adds to the resources.
Sure.
Women just need to be made aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where, like, Pink Ribbon Week and things that you're doing on television as well comes into play, making people more aware of these things that are out there. So if somebody just found out about your foundation, Stand With Estella, where can they go to get more information about the availability of funds and such?
Well, and it's the Stand with Stella Fund, because it's a fund within the El Paso Community Foundation. Well, they can go to standwithestella.org, and there's some information there and some resources there and where you can donate. And then in the next few days, in the next few weeks, we will be identifying where we can take you know, $50,000 out for here or $20,000 out for here to give to, you know, whatever we need to allocate these resources and this money to.
Sure.
So we're still trying to, you know, it's fresh. I'm in the middle of this process, and I'm working full time, and it's a big week this week at UTEP, and so I am just overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just overwhelmed. So it'll take a little while to kind of kick in. But you know, one thing that the other day when I was getting some blood work done at Texas Oncology, a woman walks in, and you know, I can tell that she's, you know, lost all her hair now. She has some thing wrapped around her head, and I just saw her eyes of this desperation, and I thought, you know, those are the kinds of women that we need to help out, because mm-hmm. I think she was with her son or with her brother or with somebody, and he was, you know, kind of pacing because he probably had to go to work. And so those are the women that I'm trying to reach. And you know what? I think seeing my three kids, I have a 28-year-old daughter who is working in Houston, lives in Dallas and working in Houston, and she's coming every 2 weeks. And I have a 23-year-old who's working and going to college. She just graduated from college and is applying to PT school. And I have a 14-year-old, and they all are dealing with it in mm-hmm. a different level. And we forget about our families. We forget about you know, all the attention is on me, is on the cancer patient. But the families need a lot of help because they're dealing with it too, and they're suffering through it too. It's
right.
the process
yes.
that they have to go through. So I hope to help the families as well with something.
You know, Estella, we have your back, and you know that you need us to get
Thank
the word
you.
Out. You can
Absolutely.
Just come to us, and we'll help you spread the word.
Thank you. I will. I will be reaching out to you all. You know, I was just so impressed and so very grateful to everybody who turned out for the announcement of the Stand with Estella Fund. That was really, really cool that all the newspapers and radio stations and TV stations
mm-hmm.
yeah.
were there. And,
yeah.
and you know, everybody put aside their egos, because you know how it is in TV and in radio, and everybody
yeah.
has egos.
Especially Mike.
Oh, man. especially.
You know, and viewers and stuff. And, you know, they came together because they believe in the fund and you know,
yeah.
what we need to do in our community. We came together as a community, and I am so
yeah.
very grateful.
Well, that's
I
all
know,
you, girl. That's all you, because we all love you.
I know this is your way of telling Rick Cabrera to keep his ego in check.
No.
And I'm pretty sure he's listening, because you are, Estella.
No,
and we got your back, girl.
Very fine. Thank you. Thank
all
you
right.
all. And yes, I will be reaching out to you all so you can help me with a different campaign.
Excellent.
Right, Estella. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Estella.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too,
love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love her.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. I love Estella. She's such a doll.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.